Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even put fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a finance planner plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating not just that it is Friday, but that is something we can celebrate in itself. But we are celebrations of the day. Looking at them, National Flip-Flop Day. Yeah, it didn't sound too exciting to me. National Stewart's Root Beer Day. Not another good one. Now, if it's Granddad Root Beer, that might be a different story. National Eat Your Veg. Can't even get all the way through that. How about celebrating National Apple Strudel Day? Okay, I can get behind that one. That's a good one right there. So, National Apple Strudel Day it is. Where are you going to get your apple strudel today? Yeah, maybe not. We'll see. Just some good information to share with you. The market's doing not a good day as we start the day on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 80 points. Oil, oil's up $1.30 a barrel. That's not the norm. We don't generally, we haven't been seeing where the market's down and oil is up. So there's a little bit of a disparity there that we're not used to seeing in the marketplace. 10-year Treasury, what is that doing? Because that's an indicator of interest rates. That is almost 4 basis points, almost 4/100ths of a point today. So that's, holy cow, we're going to find some good news. Maybe we find good news in the gas price. Yeah, that's not exciting there either. Gas prices up $2.351 a gallon. That's the national average. From AAA, right here in the state of confusion, we are paying 50 cents a gallon more than the national average. Thank you, Benedict Arnold Schwarzenegger, for signing that cap and trade bill that went into effect. So we get to pay more taxes to the state of confusion so they can waste more of our money. And yes, indeed, once again, we are the highest priced in the country. The oil-producing state of Hawaii is about 11 cents a gallon less than us here in the state of California. Just think about that. Oil-producing state of Hawaii, less than we are. Who's the cheapest? Looks like about probably South Carolina might be amongst the cheapest places in the country to get gas right now. South Carolina, they're leading the way? Yeah, okay. Well, I'll buy that. Well, I guess we'd have to buy the gas at whatever price we can get it at here in California. Not fun. Unbelievable. Markets, a little instability in the market still, watching the fact that Europe is looking at getting out of the European Union. It was kind of hard to imagine that that thing would stay together. When you think about the concept that tough trying to get California and Texas to stay in the same union, think about that where you try and get Greece and Great Britain to be in the same arena. Unbelievable. That's kind of an interesting scenario. The way it's going to play out is going to be even more interesting for all of us because it will have an effect on the markets, maybe just short term. And one of the big issues short term that will be there is the issue that the markets do not like uncertainty. They like to know what's going on. So until we figure out what's going to go on over there, it's going to be a little bit of question marks coming on down the road. Freddie Mac, they came out with their survey results. Now, they do this every week. They look at the 30-year fixed rate mortgage survey. If you remember, last week it was at 3.6%, 3.60. Survey came out yesterday, 3.54%. Now, when we talk about that, again, this is national average numbers as reported by Freddie Mac. You may or may not be able to get that rate for yourself. I'm just sharing with you what the national average is. You have to qualify. But also one thing to remember, because if you can only go in a certain direction. You can only go so far. So here is scenario is it's also costing a half a point for that 3.54. That's, again, average numbers. Housing starts, they fell 0.3% while topping estimates with an annual average rate of 1.164 million units in May. Building permits, that's a key number because the building permits tell us what's going to happen in the future. Housing starts only happen after the permit has been executed. So the whole issue here with building permits, future activity rose 0.7% to 1.164. They were expecting a little bit less than that. The estimate was at 1.15. So we are seeing some growth in that part of the market as well. A little political fun right here. Google's chairman saying that Google will not, he will not be endorsing either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. That's news. Why is that news? Because so many folks in Silicon Valley are consistently supporting the Democrat candidate, regardless of who it is. Very interesting that Eric Schmidt is saying that he will not lend its, or Google will not lend support to either Clinton or Trump. Although there has been some speculation, and I would not be the one to say one way or another, but there has been some speculation that the search, the autofill on the search topics at Google has not quite been the same as what one might expect and what one finds when they go to Bing and Yahoo both. So you wonder where that's coming from, and maybe that leads to the reason why Mr. Schmidt is saying that they're not going to give support to either side. Maybe it also has to do with the fact that there is a huge amount of money spent in campaigns. Think about this. Each campaign says they're going to probably spend about $1 billion. Maybe Google doesn't want to alienate half their audience and turn away some of that advertising revenue. Could be an issue right there as well. Now, obviously, when you listen to what the president had to say yesterday and regularly when it comes to a lot of his speeches, which are supposedly nonpartisan, according to him, well, he turns away about at least the country every time he opens his mouth. Just a thought right there. And you got to try to figure out what in the world the government or electeds, mainly the president, what is he up to? Just because we looked yesterday to hear the reports yesterday, and I didn't have a chance. We had so many guests in studio with us yesterday. Did you hear the conflict between what the Obama-appointed director of the CIA had to say that was completely and totally contrasting what the president of the United States had to say? The chairman of the director of the CIA came out and flat out said that ISIS, ISIL, whoever, whatever you want to call them, they're getting stronger. They're growing. They're succeeding in their mission, regardless of the fact that the president just said a day earlier that we were accomplishing our mission and that we were safer and that ISIL was in retreat. Now we see a report that comes out today, 51 State Department diplomats slamming president on Syria and urge a military strike. Think about that. Again, State Department diplomats. These are people that work in the President Obama's administration, and they signed a dissent check table. One of the things that got lost from Hillary Clinton. And this thing that with Chris Stevens, nobody paid any attention to. Think about that. Now these folks are coming out and saying 51 mid to high level giving advice on Syria, and they're saying that the administration, we need to do a little bit more. We need to help some people a little bit more. Interesting that that's coming out right now, and especially when we're listening to the what's going on in politics all over. Can somebody say 1976? I think it was President Obama said that in one of his debates with Mitt Romney. Bring back 1976, your foreign policy is calling. I think that's how that line went. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, what's happening in the real estate market? Answering your top 10 questions about credit scores and a little bit of fun ways to say bye-bye to jet lag. We'll talk about all of that and more. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Remember, if you miss any part of the broadcast, Ron's the One on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. 20 surprising facts about your credit score is our topic today. How credit scoring came about and what we did before that. Credit scoring first took shape in the end of the 1970s. Most major banks and lenders used some kind of a rudimentary credit scoring formula to aid their decisions whether to accept or deny applications. Before that, most lending decisions were made not with data, but based on reputation of the borrower, personal relationships, and other subjective factors. Lending was commonly conducted on a local level at that time. The origins and prevalence of FICO. So you know that FICO is the most widely used credit scoring model. FICO stands for Fair Isaac Corporation, looks for patterns of behavior from millions of consumers, and identifies risk factors. Interesting how FICO can do that, but the FBI and local law enforcement, they don't have a model like this that shares all this kind of data. Interesting. Mortgage industry helped boost FICO. Credit scoring system got a huge vote of confidence in 1995 when Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two largest of the mortgage finance agents in the U.S., started recommending that lenders use FICO credit scores in their files, which went a long way to standardize and legitimize the credit scoring industry. Another one of those surprising facts. Young people struggle with credit far more than any other age group. They seem to struggle with the scores as they first navigate the world of debt, budgeting, and finances. In fact, they know their credit score, and only about half of the millennials have ever reviewed a copy of their credit report. And we talk about that every day on Ron Siegel Radio, that you need to be monitoring your credit report, quite simply because it's wrong. They are all wrong. Are you average is the next one of those credit scoring facts. Looking at the average adult American's credit report, 13 credit accounts, trade lines we call them, including 9 credit cards and 4 installment loans. The average credit score in the nation was 695 as of 2015, up from a modern era low of 687 in 2008 and 2009. By the way, U.S. average household with debt now has $15,762 in credit card balances and $130,000, almost $131,000 in total debt. Most people are not in the middle. Just remember that, because even though the average score is 695, most people are not there. You're going to have some that are higher, lower. Just think about those numbers. The state of in each state, states with populace that have the highest average scores are Minnesota, 707, North Dakota, 700. The lowest scores generally come out of the South. I wonder why. Mississippi, 642, Arkansas, 653, and Louisiana, 650. Federal Reserve did a study. Of course they did. Credit use and availability around the country, and found that New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, and some others, I'm not going to go through the whole list, were the only states where over 40% of the population had subprime credit, generally considered below 660. New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Nevada, a little gambling there, and Florida. Those are the states where they had basically subprime credit. Credit and insurance are tied more than ever. A lot of states allow the insurance companies to look at a credit report to get an idea if they're going to even extend insurance to people. Some items that you may be shocked that can hurt your credit score. I'm going to also give you that trivia question I've shared before. What affects your score more? A bankruptcy or a parking ticket that goes to collection? Answer, they are identical. There's no separate code for those two. They both go under public record or collection. Same area of that statement, so just be aware of that one as well. There's just a few of those surprising facts about your credit score. I'd like to share that. It's just a little bit of Friday Fun Day on Ron Siegel Radio. It's giving you just a little bit of that interesting information. Again, useless trivia. You might be sitting around chatting with somebody at some point in time and want to know, what is the average FICO score in America? Yeah, right. Who's gonna ask that? The reason I bring that up, it's not because I believe that you're going to be talking about it around the water cooler. The reason I bring up something like that is so that you understand and you start looking and paying attention to FICO scores. If it's not you, ask your kids and grandkids if they're paying attention to their FICO scores. Have they started working on building credit? That's another one of those big issues, working on building credit. You got to have a good credit score in this day and age. People are watching. They want to know where your scores are. why would you wait to start building credit? I shared this with somebody just recently. I might have even talked about it on one of our recent broadcasts. Was a client, actually a young lady, a millennial, went to school with one of my kids, and she got married, going to buy a house. And when we looked at her credit scores were not really all that great. And we wondered, okay, you have to look a little further and say, why are her credit scores not that great? She said, Ron, I've never paid a bill late. And I said, okay, well, let's take a look and see what's happening. Well, when I looked to see what's happening, there was nothing happening. So she really, not that she had bad credit, her scores were low because there was no credit. There was nothing there. Goes and gets a mortgage, paying on the mortgage along with her husband. And all of a sudden, within 6 months, her credit scores are very good. Well, it had nothing to do with her changing patterns or doing anything different. The entire change came about is because she has credit now. She's able to do things now. There's a report. They can actually go back and look and see what is some of the information, what is she doing, how is she treating her credit scores. All of those things are good things. That's where the benefits come about, is by having some sort of credit. And now we're able to go through and look and say, okay, you know something, this makes sense. Now the bureaus look at it and they say, wow, we can give them a much better loan. Think about that, a better loan, because they've got credit scores, credit. There's something for the bureaus to judge on. It's not that the bureaus are bad. The issue is in this situation, I should say. It's not that they're bad in the situation. The challenge is they had nothing to go by. If you have nothing to go by, you know, they have their model, and their model says, okay, this age group and this is the residency, this is demographics. They're just using whatever they have, but the information that they have may not be really all that good. Just a thought there. So I'm thinking that maybe you need to check that out, understand that part of the principle. So let's go and look at some of the questions we get about credit. Top 10 questions about credit scores. Will paying off debt and closing credit cards help my score? Well, that's a very interesting question, because the answer to it is it depends. So paying off debt generally is good, unless the debt that was charged off. If it's charged off debt, then you have to look at how long ago was it charged off. Bureaus look and they say whatever happened most recently is most important. So if it was a charge off from 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, number one, it may not even be collectible any longer. It can't go to maybe past the statute of limitations for collection. But if you pay even $1, say you've got a $1,000 debt that's 4 years old, you make a payment of $1 on that debt, it reages it, brings everything up to a current status, and it will hurt your score. Say you pay $500 on that debt, same scenario. It reages it, says, this is not something that's really old and in the past. It is something that's current, and it will hurt your score again. Closing credit cards, similarly, that's a big portion of your score, is how long, how established is your debt. So when you close a credit card, if it's something that you opened last week, it's probably not going to have a lot of impact. But if it's something that's been open for 4, 5, 10 years, then it will have impact. So there's a big difference and big disparity in those two. We're going to continue our conversation on top 10 questions about credit scores, what's happening in real estate, ways to say bye-bye to jet lag. All that is coming up as you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. You can reach us anytime at our office number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us at facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at BigProfitsNowLive.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text P-E-A-R, Professional Equity Analysis Review to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you and get you the information that you are looking for. That's going to be a good program there for you. Just make sure that you remember that concept. P-E-A-R 79564. One professionals will reach out to you. And again, what we want you to understand is it's all about you. It's all about the concept here of getting you the information that you need, getting you data, getting you the right valuation of your property. Without that right valuation of your property, how do you make an educated decision when you've not been educated? Just sharing that concept with you. There are so many people out there that are going and they don't realize, they don't believe that they've got equity in their property. And when you've got equity in your property, you can make some better decisions. You can make better decisions for your family. You can do things that you might not have been doing in the past. You might want to get a bigger house, a smaller house. You might want to do some home remodeling, some restructuring. All of those issues are there for you if you know what you're doing. And when I say know what you're doing, I mean understand what your options are. And you can't make that educated decision that by just going to some of those models that are online. Yeah, I know that Zillow will give you that Z estimate. And we talked about that recently, that the founders or their CEO's property was like $750,000 difference in value than what it showed there. Think about that. $750,000 different in value than what they thought it was worth. Think about that concept. Would that be scary or what? But you need to understand that. You need to know that information. You need to make educated decisions. Texting PAIR, P-E-A-R, 79564. That will give you the solution. So the National Association of Realtors, they do a lot of studies. Obviously, they're trying to sell property. That's their business. They're trying to sell property. How do they believe in selling the property? How do they believe in getting people the information they need to make an educated decision? How do they work with their constituents? That would be consumers, realtors. They have a very, very strong lobby talking to all these different areas. So in order to make a case in all these areas to convince others to do what they want them to do, they commission a lot of studies. One of them is their annual real estate journalism conference, and they have a presentation there. It's the 50th annual real estate journalism conference, and it's a presentation from National Association of Realtor Editors. Some of the takeaways from the presentation. Now, no, I didn't go, but we do have some of our affiliates and associates get us some great information out of these different programs. So some of the top takeaways. A lot of the conversations at the conference were directed out, what are the millennials doing? What are the first-time home buyers doing? And getting some idea of what's their impact on the market. Jonathan Smoke, he's the chief economist for Realtor.com, came out and said, at any given time in our history, demographics would explain 60 to 80% of what's happening in the market. And we are in a good period of time where millennials make up a largest demographic group, according to the consensus, 84 million. Think about that. Millennials are 84 million, according to the consensus. And we've got about 320, 330 million people in America. That's a pretty significant population. According to the National Association of Realtors, the median first-time median, we've got to explain that one. Because a lot of people don't know the difference between median and average. So median, there's exactly half more and half less than whatever a median number is. Half more, half less. Average is adding everything together and dividing how many there is in the sample size. So they're not going to always come out with the same number. So the median first-time homebuyer age is 30. So that tells us that of the first-time home buyers, exactly half are older than 30 and exactly half are less than 30. And millennials are entering a prime age to drive the housing market into the future. Well, why would that be? As the millennials go out to try and find a new home, what are they finding? Existing real estate. Well, if it's an existing piece of property, somebody owns it. In order for that piece of property to become available, the owner of that property needs to move to another property. Larger, smaller, different area, different geography. Maybe it's a retirement home, retirement community. Maybe they're going to, they live in an urban area. They want to go to a coastal community, a desert community, no matter what it is. They're moving. So when the millennials come in the market, they push the existing market in a new direction. Again, those people are selling their home to buy the next home. Lawrence Yoon, chief executive for NAR, shared that myths and affordability may be holding back potential buyers. Think about this one. We've been talking about this a lot lately. 84% of current renters have a desire to own. And that takes away another myth that people are saying, well, millennials don't really want to buy property, they want to rent. Not true. 84% of current renters have the desire to own, while 36% believe they cannot afford a home, and 60% of renters believe it would be difficult to qualify for a mortgage. Another one of those myths that we need to dispel. There is plenty of money out there for mortgages right now. The difference being people do need to qualify. They do need to have the documentation required. They've got to be able to prove their income. They've got to be able to prove that they've got a job. They've got to prove where their down payment funds are coming from, even in the slightest way. Maybe you don't need, there might be in some instances where there's no down payments. You don't have to worry about that. They've got to document, they've got to show tax returns. Now, I have seen some loans where you don't even need tax returns. I've seen some loans where you don't even need a job. These are all out there right now. You have to understand that. Ellie Mae's vice president, Jonas Moe, encouraged buyers to know their options before assuming that they do not qualify for a mortgage. Many potential home buyers are disqualifying themselves, and that's a shame. You don't need a 750 FICO score and a 20% down payment to buy. You do not need those numbers. Those are misconceptions. Those are myths. Remember, I just told you that the average FICO score is 695 at 2015. So do you think that they're going to have a requirement of 750 if the average is 695? The average person who gets an FHA loan is 685, and there are programs that go significantly lower than that. The FHA loan requires a 3.5% down payment. There are down payment assistance programs. VA loans require zero down payment. So don't disqualify yourself. Let somebody else disqualify you. Give us a call at 800-306-1990. I'll take a look at it. I'll put you in touch with the team if I think that they can help you. If not, then the issue becomes a game plan. Find a game plan to start buying a real piece of real estate, buying your next new home. The National Multifamily Housing Council revealed that millennials and baby boomers are often competing for the same housing inventory, causing a challenge as two groups are the largest generations by population. Both groups are looking for affordable, convenient houses close to city centers, and what's happening? They want to be in the hub of things. They want to be in the middle of it all. Now, what is that? Let's dissect that part of the report as well. What that's basically saying is there is an increase of demand. The millennials and the baby boomers are competing for the same housing. Competing. Increased demand means that if there's not a lot of properties, property prices will continue to rise. Have we been telling you that there's a shortage of inventory? Absolutely. Experts agree home ownership is still desirable across all demographic groups, with millennials and baby boomers having a good impact on available supply. If your dreams include owning your own home, then you need to give me a call, 800-306-1990, so I can put you in touch with one of the area trusted real estate professionals so that you can figure out what's in your family's best interest. They can put you on that path. And the first step always to home ownership is getting a pre-approval letter from a lender. That's where the whole process begins, because I don't want you going out and shopping if A, you don't qualify, and if B, I don't want you going out and looking for something that's too expensive for you if it doesn't fit your budget. So I want you to make sure you get pre-qualified so you know those issues going into the matter, into the game, ahead of time. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, more of those top 10 questions about credit scores and ways to say bye-bye to jet lag. You can visit any time off fair number 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Remember, if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I'll be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Processing for a easy for me to say Processing for a Cause. Processing for a Cause. You are already using, if you have a small business, you probably already have a credit card system. You've got a credit card processing company. The question that we pose to you is, are they giving back? And in many instances, no, they don't give back. What they do is they charge you a fee, and you get to pay it, and they get to the bottom line. Processing for a Cause, they match what the fee is that you're charging now in most instances. And then what they do is they're going to give 20% of that fee to the charity of your choice. I like that idea. So the question today, ways to say bye-bye to jet lag if you're planning on traveling this summer. 231 million passengers to take to the skies between June 1 and August 31. Most ever recorded is what the projections are, the predictions are. So what are some of the ways? Adjust your internal clock. It may help to start shifting your sleeping and eating times to coincide destination about a week or so before departure. Curtail coffee. You're not going to be drinking coffee 12 hours before as was during your flight. Avoid overeating and the use of caffeine. You don't want to be doing that. Stay hydrated. Drink at least 8 ounces of water for every hour you are in the air, even if you aren't thirsty. If you wear contact lenses, clean them thoroughly before the flight and consider removing them if you take a nap. Avoid or limit alcohol. Cabin air on planes dehydrates passengers, and altitude changes can intensify the effects of alcohol. One drink in the air is about the same as two or three on the ground. Try to sleep on the plane. This is especially important when you're traveling overnight or traveling to the Far East. Think of that. Use sleeping pills wisely. Do not drug yourself. Get outside. When you arrive at your destination, try to spend as much time outside as possible to adjust your body's natural time clock. Don't sleep as soon as you reach your hotel unless it's close to bedtime. When I used to travel a lot, I would go, especially when you go to the Far East, China, Hong Kong, try to arrive first thing in the morning all day, even though you're going to be tired a little bit, and that'll get you quickly onto their time schedule. You may go to bed a little bit early when you get there. So say your normal bedtime is 11 o'clock. Maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock when you get there might be good for you. Just a couple of thoughts there for you. That is some ways to say bye-bye to jet lag. And that is the Word on Wealth segment today, again, brought to you by Processing for a Cause. So we've been chatting this morning a bit about answering credit score questions. What is considered a good credit score? You have to know the range of credit scores. 300 to 850 is the FICO range. That's not the FACO range. FACO, that's what the Vantage scores. Those are some of these other services that are not paying Fair Isaac to get the scoring model that they use. And remember, there are, I think, over 50 different FICO scores that you can get. Over 50 different true FICO scores, not counting all the FICO scores or Vantage scores or whatever. So 680 is considered good, and anything above 720 is considered an excellent score. Another question, I've had my credit pulled several times while shopping for a loan. Will that hurt my score? Again, it depends on how long you've been shopping for a loan. Good news is that they usually just count this as a group or a batch if you've been done it within a 30-day period. The bureaus, the scoring models, their algorithms look at it and say, you know, something that's called due diligence, and it's not a bad thing. The area where having your credit score pulled a lot is going to have an effect is if you have it pulled a lot by, say, once by Home Depot, once by Target, once by Walmart, once by Best Buy, another time by Lowe's, and then you go to a car dealer. Those type of things, they will affect your score, but it's only to the extent of 10% of the score. Think about that, 10% of the score. So when, and remember, the score, here's a big math issue. The score ranges from 300 to 850. So that's a 550-point spread. So excessive pulling of your score, 10% roughly, that's about 55 points. So just remember that's a different issue. What is the ideal ratio to get the best scores available? So debt ratio. Now remember, it is debt utilization, credit utilization. It is not debt to income because your credit score does not show your income. Now, scoring models will have an effect on your will take pay, yes, your income. How do they do that? Well, something done with the social media also, that's how they give you the ads that you get, is they look and they say, okay, what is your zip code? What is the median home price in that zip code? What does it take to pay that median home price mortgage from an income standpoint? And then they kind of extrapolate back saying, okay, well, if you're going to live in 9260, we understand that the median home price in 92660 is X. In order to buy a home at X, you need to make have a mortgage payment or a rent payment. Of why? Because they do know whether you're renting or have a mortgage on there. So then they say, okay, here's what the rent or mortgage payment would be. And if we assume a debt to income ratio of, we can figure out what your, you know, a range of income. Not going to be precise, but it'll give them a range. That's not what's being used on your credit report, though. What's being used on your credit report is called a credit utilization or a debt ratio from the utilization standpoint. How do they determine that? Well, what they're doing is they're looking at your credit card balance and comparing it to available credit. So if you've got available credit, say one card of $1,000, and you're using $900, if the balance the last time it was reported was $900, that means you're using 90% utilization, 90% debt ratio based on what they're looking at. They want to have, ideally, less than 30% utilization, less than 30%. Okay, so if that's the case, how do you accomplish that? Two ways. A lot of people come and say, okay, I got to pay that down, Ron, but I don't have that money. Okay, well, that is one of the ways, and that's the best way, paying down that obligation. The other way is to consider or chat with the lending institution, credit card company, about increasing your line. Well, you don't want to have your line lower. Your scores are going to get better when your credit line is higher, your utilization is lower. Think about that issue. That number alone, and that's another one of the big questions, that roughly 30% comes of your credit score. Remember that 300 to 850, 550 swing? Roughly 10% of it is looking at how many credit pulls there are. But 30% is from credit utilization, that ratio that we just spoke about. 30%. So that's what 115 points comes from that, and people are worried about having their credit pulled. Think this number, that's more important. 35% of the score roughly comes from payment history. Do you pay your bills on time? How long have those trade lines been opened? 10% comes from credit mix. A good mix of revolving accounts, credit card, mortgage debt, and installment debt. Installment debt is like student loan is an installment debt. Car payment, installment debt. 10% comes from opening new accounts. Is that one, the credit pulls that we talked about? 15% length of credit history. The longer your history is, the better your score is going to be. How will a late payment hurt my credit score? So you want to avoid late payments at all costs. 35% of your score, remember I just told you that, is payment history. 35% of your score. If you pay late, your score will drop anywhere from 80 to 100 points typically. Is it worth a phone call? Make a call to the bureau. Ask them if, tell them that you're going to be late. See if they'll work with you. See if they'll give you an extension. Generally, they're not going to report you late because the reporting on the bureau is not whether you were late by one day. It's whether you were 30 days late or 60 days late. Again, I share with you, and I'll give you this secret because we're running out of time this morning, is make sure you pay your credit card bills right before the statement closing date. I know you want to be on time paying your bills before they're due, but if you want to get the most FICO scoring bang for your buck, pay your credit card bill right before the statement closing date. That will get you the most bang for your buck. Again, be sure to set that first radio reset button. Come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. Of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Happy to talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.